fork handles, Brexit version, by Bill Quango MP. In this sketch, Ronnie Corbett is playing the UK shopkeeper and Ronnie Barker playing the EU negotiator customer. In a hardware shop, the shopkeeper, Ronnie Corbett, is behind the counter, wearing a warehouse jacket and a hat. He has just finished serving a customer. Shopkeeper, muttering, "The you are? Mind how you go." Another customer, Ronnie Barker, enters the shop, wearing a scruffy tank top and beanie and holding a list. He is a bit simple. The customer stands by the counter and begins to read items he wants from his list. Customer, "Boar, door." Shopkeeper, "Boar, door?" Customer, "Boar, door." Shopkeeper, "Boar, door? You want to bore a door? For a lock, you mean?" Customer, "Yeah, dot dot bore, door." The shopkeeper makes for a box, and gets out flat drill bits. He places them on the counter. Customer, "No, bore door." Shopkeeper, confused, "Well, there you are. These will bore doors." Customer, not happy with the items, adds an explanation, "No, border? Border for trade?" Shopkeeper, annoyed, "That's a border, that is. Not a border. Anyway, you said you wanted it for a locks." Customer, "I do. Triple locks. European." The shopkeeper goes to another box, and gets out a border agreement document. In Gaelic. He places it on the counter. Related image. Shopkeeper, "Anything else?" Customer, "Mugs?" Shopkeeper, "Tea mugs, you mean? I've got mugs." He goes to the far end of the store and comes back with a set of four coffee mugs. Customer, stares at item. Then slowly says, "No dot dot mugs dot dot like idiots. Like dot dot Ramonas." Shopkeeper, "Oh dot dot mugs. You mean mugs. Not mugs. Yes dot dot I've got a list of mugs. Here." Puts a dossier on the counter. "These are all registered Liberal Democrats. They're all mugs. They'll support anything you suggest." Image result for fork handles. Customer, "Got any hose?" Shopkeeper, "Hose. Yes, we have hose." Goes along the back wall and selects a hoe, and places it on the counter. Customer, stares blankly at the item. Then at his list. Then says, "No, os." Shopkeeper, "Oh dot dot os. I thought you said os." He takes the hoe back, and gets a garden hose, whilst muttering, "When you said os, I thought you said hose. Os." He places the hose onto the counter. Customer, "No, os." Shopkeeper takes away the hose. Goes to the rear of the shop and climbs up a step ladder, gets a box down, puts the ladder away, and takes the box to the counter, and searches through it for letter O. Shopkeeper, "How many do you want?" Customer, 39 billion. Shopkeeper, confused for a moment, "39 billion? Letter os?" Customer, "No. No, os. Os for the Brexit bill. Os. Os." Shopkeeper, "What? In pounds sterling you mean? That the UK owes?" Customer, "No. You owes." Shopkeeper, reacting angrily, "Me owes? I don't owes dot dot you're getting on my wick." Customer, "Nah dot dot not you owes. Euros." Shopkeeper, "Oh dot I see. Euros. That's what you mean. UK owes euros dot dot I see dot dot how many do you want, again?" Customer, 39 billion. Shopkeeper, muttering and looking in the box, 39 billion dot dot what a joke dot dot I'll have to order some more in." He takes the box back, gets the ladder out again, climbs up and puts the box away. Climbs down the ladder, and puts the ladder away, then returns to the counter. Shopkeeper, "Yes, next?" Customer, "Dot a, please." Shopkeeper, now very annoyed, For God's sake, why didn't you bleed and tell me that while I was up there then? I'm up and down the shop already, it's up and down the bleeding shop all the time. He gets the ladder out again, climbs up and gets the box of letters down again, then puts the ladder away. Honestly, I've got all this shop, I ain't got any help, she's on her tea break, it's a lot of work for one. He puts the box on the counter, and gets out some letter P's. How many do you want? One was it? Customer, no. Appease. Appease. Shopkeeper, you're having me on, ain't ya? You're having me on? Eh? Customer, I'm not. The shopkeeper dumps the box under the counter, and goes and gets a copy of the Munich Agreement of 1938. Yes? Next? Related image. Customer, got any edges? Shopkeeper, hedges dot dot hedges you want? I'll have to go out the back dot dot so you are sure you want an hedge. Don't waste my time. Hedges. Like for a border? Customer, yeah? Shopkeeper goes out back and returns with a garden supplies catalog. He leafs through to the garden borders page. The customer looks at him. Blank-faced he says. Customer, no edges. Edges, for cliffs. Cliff edges. Crashing over, like. Shopkeeper dash, very annoyed, closes the book and takes it to the back area. Returns and finds a border edging trimmer and places it on the counter. I haven't got all day, you want anything else? Customer, washers. Shopkeeper finds a box of washers and puts it on the counter. He begins searching through. What size? 1.5 millimeters? 3 millimeters, plastic? Stainless steel? Customer, dishwashers. Shopkeeper, dishwashers? You said washers. Exasperated, these are washers. You mean electrical appliances. Dishwashers. He pulls out another catalog from under the counter and bangs it down. What do you want? Bosch? Hotpoint? Customer, Romanian. Shopkeeper, beg your pardon? Customer, Romanian. Romanian dishwashers. For pubs and cafes. Shopkeeper, what? He very nearly breaks, and snatches the customer's list. Look, I've had just about enough of this, give us that list. He mutters, I'll get it all myself. What's this? Reading through the list. What's that, polish? He goes and gets a can of polish. Mr. Sheen. For wood. All right. Customer, no. Polish. Like dot dot from Poland. For hospital wards. Farms and windscreens. Shopkeeper. Size. Resignedly takes away the can of polish. Looks down the list. Drafts. You have drafts? Goes up the ladder again and locates drawer of draft excluders. Calls down to customer. What do you want? Brochure plastic? Customer, plastic. Reluctant to come back down without the full product details explored. Shopkeeper, black or white? Customer, black and white. Shopkeeper, aha. That's two, then. Thought you could mess me about there, didn't you? Get me to come down with one and then send me back for another. I've just about had enough of this Brexit nonsense, I can tell you. Comes back down a ladder and puts two draft excluders on the counter. One black. One white. Customer looks at them and shakes his head. No. Drafts. Black and white. For checkers. Shopkeeper finally snaps, oh, that does it? That just about does it? I have just about had enough of this. Calling through to the back. Miss Brahms. You come out and serve this customer, please. I have just about had enough of him. The shapely Miss Brahms comes out, and the shopkeeper shows her the list. Look what he's got on there. Look what he's got on there. It's disgusting. He exits through the back. Miss Brahms, leaning slightly forward to reveal a full cleavage, asks, "So, sir? What type of European Union knockers would you like?" Bill Quango, MP, courtesy of Capitalists at Work.